Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Itaúsa's conference call to discuss 2016 results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during the call, please press the star followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. The file will be available at the company's website at www.itausa.com.br/en at the investor relations section. This conference call and the slide presentation are being transmitted via web internet as well. You can access the webcast by logging on to the company's website at www.itausa.com.br/en. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, we have Mr. Alfredo Egydio Setubal, CEO and Investor Relations Officer at Itaúsa, Mr. Henri Penchas, Member of the Board of Directors at Itaúsa, Mr. Ricardo Garcia, Executive Manager of Finance at L. Queiroz, Mr. Antonio Joaquim de Oliveira, CEO at Duratex, Mr. Henrique Haddad, CFO at Duratex, Mr. Geraldo Soares, Investor Relations Superintendent at Itaú Unibanco Holding. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Alfredo. Sir, you may now begin.
Thank you. Good morning for those in U.S., and good afternoon for those in Europe, in other parts. We are starting the presentation on slide number three for those who are following through the internet or through the website. The main point here in the ownership structure of the Itaúsa group is the increase of participation in the Itaú Unibanco Holding last year. The share of Itaúsa increased by 62 basis points because of the acquisition by the bank of its own shares and the cancellation of the shares that we have in the 100 million shares in the last shareholders meeting. This is the main result of these transactions in the bank, that the increase of 62 basis points in the participation. I think all the others are in line with the same figures that we showed in the past. On slide number four, we can see total assets of Itaúsa achieving almost 51 billion reais. Of those, 47 billion is related to investment in subsidiaries of Duratex, L. Queiroz, Itautec, and the bank. The bank is the main asset. The 45 billion of these 47 billion total investments are related to the stake in the bank. That means almost 95.5% of the total investments of Itaúsa. On slide number five, we have dividends and interest on capital. On the right side of this page, we can see the flow of dividends. We have the practice of distributing the dividends that we receive from the bank. That what was announced last Tuesday after the board meeting. We are paying to our shareholders, considering the whole year of 2016, 3,734,000,000 reais in interest on capital and dividends. We at the same day approved in the board an increase in capital of 740 million that will start next month the period for shareholders who wants to subscribe the capital. Is a private subscription. We don't have banks involved in this transaction. We will not make a roadshow or anything related to this operation. Is in line with what we had done in the past years, with the exception of 2015. If you are following through this slide, you can see that in 2012, we increased capital in 900 million, in 13, 525 million, 14, 300 million. Last year, we didn't need capital, and this year, 714 million reais. On slide six, we can see a little bit of policies of portfolio diversification and analysis. As we said last year and during the year, we hired a consultant company to analyze the sectors that we are already involved with and new possibilities for investments of Itaúsa. Because of that studies, we announced that we are interested in studying the BR Distribuidora, the subsidiary of Petrobras, that Petrobras will sell a stake and the controlling shares and an additional stake. We announced that Itaúsa will study this deal. The deal now is stopped by the justice, and the Tribunal de Contas here in Brazil, that is the main courts that judge the complement the compliance of the budgets of the federal government and approve these transactions also. So this deal is in this moment is stopped, but as soon as it recovers the schedule, we are going to study this alternative of one alternative for Itaúsa in terms of diversification. Eli Queiroz, we announced that by the end of the year an impairment of assets of the company, and this impacted Itaúsa in 267 million reais. We, in the last years, announced this restructuring of Itautec. We sold to Oki, a Japanese company, our automation, ATM business and commercial automation for them. At that time, we had 30% of this company in Brazil. Now we have 11.2% participation in Oki Brazil. And in 2020, we are planning to reduce to sell all these remaining stake of this company. On page 8, we can see the passive of the company, the liabilities. We have total assets representing 94% of equity, and other liabilities, they say 6%. That mainly the interest on capital and dividends that we have to pay to our shareholders in the coming months. In general, the liquidity of the company is very strong. There is no debt related to capital markets or banking operations, so we are in a very solid position as a holding company. On page 9, we can see the growth of the stockholders' equity. At the end of 2016, the number was 47.7 billion reais, and a book value per share is 6.45 reais. On page 10, the return ROE of the company, 17.7% last year, below the 21.6.2 that we presented in 2015. This mainly because the reduction in results of the bank, Itaú Unibanco Holding, that shows net income lower than in 2014. On page 11, we can see the distribution profits by sectors. Of course, the industrial, the financial industry is going well. The bank is in very good shape. So the banks presented 8.7 billion reais for our profits, and the industrial area represented some losses of 80 million reais in losses due to the economic environment in Brazil that last year was very difficult. On page 12, the trading volume of Itaúsa in the Bovespa, BMF Bovespa, with an average of 220 million reais per day in terms of volume. I'm sorry, 171 million reais per day in terms of volume, financial volume, daily financial volume in 2016. On page 13, we can see the discount related to Itaúsa. If we consider the market cap for each of its subsidiaries, we can see that the discount increased to 27.8% by the end of 2006. A discount that we consider to be excessive. We don't understand why the discount is in that level, that is above the average considering the last years. On page 14, we have the preferred shares appreciation. We can see that Itaúsa have performed around the same, a little bit better in general than Bovespa in the short, in the long term, and a little bit lower in the last 12 months. In terms of corporate governance, we continue to have a good recognition. We continue to be a member of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. The Corporate Sustainability Index of BMF Bovespa also. So we continue to have good ratings for the company at this moment. Saying that, I pass the word to Ricardo Garcia, that will talk a little about LKROS results and perspectives for 2017.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are. Let's start talking about LKROS with operational performance in 2016. The shipments was 6% below than the previous year, and the net revenue declined about 14% to 771 million, and the gross profit of 40 million reais was 35% lower than the previous year. And a positive aspect is that the fourth quarter was the best of the year. We had some shipment recovery and better results driven by actions of cost cutting. The shipments on fourth quarter were 24% above the previous quarter, and the gross profit 28% over the previous quarter. Going to page 18, in terms of net losses in EBITDA. The last 2 years were impacted for non-recurring items. In 2015, we had some extraordinary revenues, mainly the sale of a property not used in operations and some tax credits recognition decurring for legal actions and civil actions. And in 2016, we had a lot of expenses with non-recurring characteristic. The economic crisis that impacted the industry hit Eliqueiros markets, resulting in relevant adjustments. The main adjust refers to the impairment of oxo alcohols, maleic anhydride, and resins due to worsening of actual and projected results. And other relevant adjust refers to reversal of deferred taxes and social contribution related to credits whose compensation deadlines are over 10 years. We keep at the balance only the credits that we plan to compensate in 10 years. And we discontinued the production of phthalic anhydride and plasticizers in Camaçari, Bahia. So we did the write-off of these assets in 30 million reais and did some provisions to the definitive deactivation of these plants of the 29 million reais. And we did an additional allowance for doubtful accounts, adjusting them to the new perspective of receiving due to the substantial worsening of economic recovery expectation and the condition of some of our clients. Considering this event, the net loss published of 343 million reais goes to a recurring loss of 50 million reais, and the EBITDA of 56 million reais negative goes to 1.1 million positive. Going to the page 19, in terms of prospects, the last quarter of 2016 showed to be the best of the year, with four positive signals. First, a slight but continuous growth in the market of our customers. And second, development of better solutions in Eliqueiros organic products portfolio. The first results of implemented actions related to cost cutting, improving our competitiveness, and the recovery of inorganic products volume shipments. The discontinuation of Camaçari and hydride phthalic and plasticizers plants, in addition to the restructuring we promote in the fourth quarter, make us more adjusted to the current level of plant occupation. And the acquisition of share of Nexorium Bioderivates brings Eliqueiros in the green plasticizers route. As you can see in the diagram at the right side, this kind of plasticizers represents nowadays 7% of our portfolio. And we believe that this growth will be fast and consistent. The improvement of plasticizers portfolio is strategically important to maintain Eliqueiros leadership in the plasticizers. Now, Henrique will talk to you about Duratex.
Good morning, everyone. Starting on page 21, let's talk about Duratex's overall performance. 2016 was a very challenging year for Duratex. Volumes were significantly affected by market environment. EBITDA of 681 million represented 17.4% of sales, down from 2015, but with improving performance during the second half of the year. Highlight the positive effects from fixed cost control initiatives, including SG&A, reaching around 100 million reais reduction in 2016. Also, significant increase in foreign market sales, both from Brazilian exports as well as Duratex business in Colombia, with very good performance. In page 22, we can see a consolidated view of our investments. Due to market negative trend, investments are under a very tight control, focusing mainly on maintenance and productivity projects. Forestry investments, in the other hand, continues stable considering long-term view. On M&A, the only highlight is related to Tablemac consolidation process with the tax operations in Colombia that took place last mid-year. Important to mention that we see stability on investment levels in the coming years, considering the number of relevant projects that took place in the last years. We don't expect to have pressure in this line. Turning to page 23, net debt EBITDA ratio of 2.99 in 2016 indicates deterioration when comparing to 2015, mainly driven by the downturn in the marketplace. Important to highlight the results of actions recently implemented in areas such as working capital control, sale of lands, sale of forestry assets, helping reducing net debt in about 90 million reais in the last quarter. On page 24, let's focus on wood division market. As you can see in both charts, market demand in 2016 was stable when comparing to 2015 in both MDF and MDP markets. Highlights the significant increase in export volumes in the past years. This was a very important movement reducing pressure in the domestic market considering current idle capacity. Still talking about the wood division performance, now on page 25, highlights the benefits of cost reduction actions and productivity implemented during last year. Increasing of export sales from Brazil and results from our Colombian operation. Important also to remember the sale of lands and forestry assets that took place in 2016. These efforts were not sufficient to compensate the negative impact from volume decrease and worse product mix that took place in 2016. Now shifting to DECA division on page 26, we can see the building material performance in the last years. This is an important reference for our business. Abramat index shows a very poor market performance in the last years. On the other hand, expectation for 2017 is to have a flat market when comparing to 2016, what could indicate an inflection in the market growth trend. On page 27, let's focus on DECA division performance. Low volumes were the main highlights during 2016. Efforts on sales mix improvement, cost reduction actions, and production capacity adjustments implemented during the year, although very important, were not enough to fully compensate negative impacts that come from volume decrease. On page 28, final message, on top of the actions highlighted during my presentation, all the actions implemented in 2016, I'd like to reinforce some messages and our focus for 2017. We'll keep focus on our internal agenda, cost reduction, and working capital management. The idea is to keep control of both profitability and cash generation in order to cut debt and our financial expenses. With that, I pass to Geraldo Soares from Itaú.
Thanks, Henrique. Good morning, good afternoon. We are here to present Itaú Unibanco Holding results for 2016. This information is present under the IFRS accounting standard, which is different from that presented at the conference call held last week under the Brazilian GAAP. In spite of the economic cycle that Brazil went through, the fourth quarter showed positive and solid results. I am on slide 31. I begin with the recurring net income of 23.5 billion reais in 2016, a 2.7% increase from 2015, and taking our average recurring ROE to 20.3%. Here, the most positive aspect in the quarter is the expenses with the allowance for loan loss, which keeps falling, in line with the default rates. In this context, our expense with the allowance for loan loss reduced 0.6% when compared to 2015. Additionally, it's important to note that we acquired 31.4 million preferred shares issued by the bank last year. And in January 2017, we acquired another 6.35 million preferred shares. The next slide shows our loan portfolio, which grew 2.3%, mainly due to the merger with CorBank. In addition to Latin America, the portfolio that grew the most was the mortgage portfolio, 9.9%, and the credit card portfolio grew 0.8%. Since 2011, we have focused on reducing the credit risk of our loan portfolio. As a result, our mortgage, payroll, and Latin America ex-Brazil loans portfolios have grown more rapidly, while our vehicle, corporate, and small companies portfolios have decreased. Well, in terms of default rates, the quarter was quite positive. Seasonality had some impact on them since we tend to have a better quarter at the end of every year. But even if we exclude this seasonality, the quarter was very constant, with most portfolios presenting positive results on delinquency. On the next slide, we can see that even with the reduction of the provisions, the coverage level is very high. That is, we are well covered. This slide presents the Brazilian GAAP coverage ratio of 222%. And the main difference between this ratio in relation to the IFRS is that the Brazilian GAAP considers our complementary allowance. On slide 35, we present revenues from insurance services and products, which posted a growth of 4.6% last year and has been very important to our business model. Commissions and fees increased 8.4% from 2015, totaling nearly 32 billion reais, driven by the bank's focus on the increase of its service supplier role. Our results from insurance, private pension, and capitalization operations decreased 11.9%. It is important to note here that we discontinued some insurance portfolios, such as Garantech, which explains this drop. Moving to slide 36, with respect to expenses, they increased 6.9%, less than 2015 increase, which reflects our concern to make the bank more efficient, particularly at the economic context. It is important to notice the increase of 4.9% in our number of employees, mainly due to the merger with CorBank, and the increase in provisions for labor claims as consequence of modeling reviews. Moving to the market highlights on slide 37, it is worth noting that we are the only Latin America bank to be part of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index since its creation in 1999. This year, we are selected once again, to make up its portfolio, as well as the portfolio of the EASY. On slide 38, we present the main merger and acquisitions for 2016. Talking about our projections for 2016 on the Brazilian GAAP, we reached all the targets that we had determined as guidance, except for loan portfolio, which was 0.5% lower than our projections. Regarding our earnings projections for 2017 on slide 40, also under the Brazilian GAAP, we expect the loan portfolio to grow from 0 to 4% in the consolidated figures. For the financial margin, with clients, now excluding payment, which we will disclose together with the provision for loan loss, we expect a decrease from minus 4% to minus 0.5% in the consolidated. An important factor for this projection is the estimated drop in the Selic interest rate in the year. For the provision for loan losses and impairment together, we expect a more positive result for 2017. In the consolidated, between 40.5 and 17 billion reais. The drop in the default rates mentioned before and our model support our projections of more positive figures for 2017. We expect commissions and fees and result from insurance operations to grow from 0.5% to 4.5% in the consolidated, in line with the moderate growth of the portfolio and the economic activity. And finally, non-interest expenses are expected to increase from 1.5% to 4.5% in the consolidated, considering a foreign exchange rate of 3.50 reais to a dollar at the end of 2017. Thank you all, and I will turn to Alfredo.
Thank you, Geraldo, and the others. I think we finish here the presentations, and we are now open for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press the star key followed by the two key. Please restrict your questions to two at a time. Our first question comes from Carlos Macedo, Goldman Sachs.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking questions. Just one question. You talked about making new investments into the holding and the Petrobras, the gas stations that they had to do. When that first came out, the discount widened by around 700 basis points. Can you just remind us, generally speaking, what size of investments you expect to make and what kind of return you're looking for those investments? Because it seems to me like the widening of the discount was a little bit excessive given that you haven't really done anything and that you're probably looking for investing for that back.
Thank you, Carlos, for your question. We have been analyzing opportunities for Itaúsa. What we consider to be feasible for us is reduce the stake, the participation of Itaúsa, not the stake, reduce the participation of Itaú Unibanco Holding in the investments of Itaúsa to something around 90%. Today, like I mentioned during the presentation, this number is a little bit above 95%. So we are not considering a huge investment for Itaúsa. I think BR is one investment that we consider to be interesting. It's a company that already exists. It's leader in their market, pays dividends, so it's a mature business, so it's something that we consider. In terms of size, it's around that size that we consider in terms of investments. In terms of return, we want returns at least the same level of the bank. We consider that the services, the industrial companies, will enter in a new era of growth. We consider that the reforms that are being held in Brazil by the government and by the Congress approval will lead the industrial sector and services sector to more rentability in the coming years. So that's the reason that we consider that we can diversify a little bit the investments of Itaúsa, always considering value creation for our shareholders, We don't want to do anything different from that. And we believe that we can find interesting assets looking ahead. We see the bank in a very good shape in terms of results, in terms of branding, in terms of diversification, but we see little space for the bank in terms of more consolidation in the local markets, in Brazilian markets, due to the size of the bank, due to the antitrust authorities. So the growth of the bank will be probably more outside in terms of new business than inside Brazil. So considering all that, we think that looking for alternatives in terms of investments that create value for shareholders is a good alternative looking for the coming years.
Okay, thank you so much.
The next question comes from Jason Mullin, Scotiabank.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. Mine is also related to the strategic diversification of Itaúsa. I mean, you mentioned looking for returns equivalent to the bank level. Is that in the short term, or could there be, does it need to be a mature company? Would be my first question. Are there dividend requirements? How do you think about profitability? Is it short term? Is it long term? And secondly, if there were acquisitions to be done in the financial services sector, would that be done through Itaú Unibanco or through Itaúsa? Thank you.
Thank you, Jason, for the question. No, we consider investments not in the financial services. All the financial services investments and it will be made through Itaú Unibanco Holding. What we consider in Itaúsa is investments that provide returns that we consider at least the same level of the bank in the long run. We are looking for investments, like I said, mature companies that already exist. We are not considering investments in startups or venture capital or things like that. It's not the type of investment that we are looking for. We consider companies mature that have brands, that have cash flow, that pay dividends from the beginning, things like that. We are not considering anything really disrupting in terms of diversification for Itaúsa, but we would like investment or one investment that it could be anti-cyclical related to the bank business, okay, but not in the financial system.
Okay, thank you very much.
This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Alfredo, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time, for following the conference call and the results, the questions about the diversification and about investment. Just to remember that we also, in terms of investments, renewed the authorization by the board to buy back shares of Itaúsa. So buying back shares like we did last year is one of the alternatives that we are considering also in terms of investments, because we think that the discount is too big. We don't see reasons for the discount today being much higher than the historical level of the last years. So one of the alternatives that we are planning, authorized by the board in the last meeting Monday, is maybe buying back shares according to the evolution of the price of the company. Saying that, I thank you all for the presence, for following us, for the interest in following Itaúsa, and be with you next conference call. Thank you.
That does conclude our Itaúsa's 2016 results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.